Thank you. My name is Leonardo Hinojosa. I'm from Washington State University. I'm working with Kevin Murphy Lab. Seems like this room is high temperature, so we're still talking about high temperature. I know I have just a few minutes to talk. It's kind of hard to explain everything that I do in just 10 minutes. So I'm going to talk a little bit about quinoa because most of the people don't know what's quinoa. And then I'm going to talk about my objectives of my experiments, how I do, and then I'm going to show the main results, and finally I'm point some conclusions. So what is quinoa? Probably most of you have heard about quinoa. Maybe I was talking with someone and say, why are you working with quinoa? What is? So it's an indigenous grain, original from South America, close to Titicaca Lake. So in the last 10 years, quinoa has gained a lot of popularity because it's high nutrition value. So they have a very good quality of protein. This year, like in January, all the quinoa genome was sequencing. So everybody's now talking about quinoa. Quinoa can grow in very marginal environments. So it's salinity tolerance and also drought tolerance. So since 2010 in Washington State, we start to work with quinoa. So this is a field in the Palouse, is in the east part of Washington. It's very hard to work with quinoa. There are some challenges. One of them is the wheat. So actually quinoa looks like wheat. The farmers are asking us, why are you growing wheat? So it's very hard to distinguish between wheat and quinoa in the early stage. But also we have other problems like pests. These are Lygos. I don't know where is that. Lygos, aphids, steam borer. But it's not just that. We have other problems. It's the high temperature. So in the east of Washington, the temperatures can increase some days around more than 35 degrees Celsius. So this is Cedric Javieriani, so the guy who's there sitting. He started to do his master with quinoa. So you see the plants here that look very well, fantastic, but in the end of the season, no seeds. So, but also we grow in different locations in that year. So Chimacum is located in the west part of Washington where the temperatures are low and more humidity. But we plant in Pullman, where it's in the east part of Washington, we see like reduce the temperature. And then we try in Idaho, in Lewiston, where the temperatures are more higher, like around 40 degrees Celsius, we don't have any seeds. In other locations, Oregon and Utah, was the same thing. So we are wondering what happened with quinoa with high temperature. So I tried to work with quinoa in controlled conditions, so I tells the objective of the experiment was analyze the effect of high temperature, 40 degrees Celsius at 24 degrees Celsius in the night. We focus in the morphology and the structure of the quinoa pollen and also in the plant growth photosynthesis and the yield components. So we choose this part of the temperature because it was the scene in the field, and also the stage was exactly in the antithesis because most of the reports say the plants are more sensitive in this stage of the plant. So we use two genotypes, the genotype QQ74. Actually, this genotype was using for sequencing the genome. So also we in previous experiments, we see that in the field that genotype is have tolerance in quinoa and Pullman. Actually, we have yield. The other genotype was 70GR that in previous observations we see they have a sensitive for high temperature. So all the plants were growing in a growth chamber to 25 degrees Celsius in the day and 60 degrees Celsius in the night. Like, it's kind of small, but I just want to show you. There was a control conditions and here's the high temperature. So half of the plants were moved when the plants start to antithesis at other chamber, where have the treatment of temperature to 20 degrees Celsius, 40 degrees Celsius to 24 degrees Celsius for 15 days. So we replicate the experiment twice. So that was the first experiment, and then the same conditions in the other experiment. Through the experiment, the plants were very well, we tried to see the plants were no drought stress, so we record the the soil moisture of the plants, and also the temperature of the soil. Where was the objectives? And my first part of the objective was the pollen. So we measured the pollen morphology using a scanning electron microscopy. Also, we focus on the pollen wall structure, the pollen nucleus number, and pollen viability. So here's the result. So you see the quinoa. It's a nice picture. It's a spherical pollen. They have a polyporate pore. So closer, you see here, there is a spinules ornamentation of the pollen. So most of the species are binuclear. So we want to see what can the nucleus have the quinoa. So they have three nuclei. So we see here the two generate nucleus and one vegetative nucleus. It's not too clear, but in the other pictures we see more closer. When we try to see between control and heat, we don't see any morphology problems. There is no abnormalities. Closer here, we start to see the pollen wall structure. We see here the axene of the pollen, the intine of the pollen, and this part is the pore of the pollen. So we took several pictures and we analyzed with ImageNJ, and we see the heat treatment increase the thickness of the pollen, either in the axene and intine, in both genotypes. But we focus on the pore, the increase was we see more difference. And the genotype QQ74, it was more thickness in the pore area. We see a pollen viability and between control and heat. We see reduce the pollen viability in both genotypes, but in the genotype 70GR that we assume will be sensitive, the pollen viability was reduced notably more. For the other objective, for plant growth, we focus on differing parameters, but just I'm going to explain a few of them. The photosynthesis. So we measure the photosynthesis in function of the intensity of the light. So in the bottom this is the genotype QQ74, and up is the genotype 70GR. So in the left, we measure the net assimilation. So we see in the heat treatment, the plant was higher and relate to the control in both genotypes. So in previous report, they say the photosynthesis is very sensitive to high temperature, but in quinoa, we see the increase the photosynthesis, since the plant, they are growing well in high temperature. So the problem is, we see probably in the vegetative state. Also, we measure the stomal conductance, and we see again in high temperature treatment, the stomal conductance was higher in both genotypes when we see we compare with the control, because the plants were always well watering through the experiment. For yellow, so we don't see any difference. So that was okay. We have pollen viability. We reduce the pollen viability, but we don't see any difference between control and heat in both genotypes. So could be different things. The plants were well watered. Could be the interaction between drought and stress, the drought and heat that produce the plants are more sensitive. Also, we observed, but we don't measure, it was the amount of pollen. So it was a lot amount of pollen in the chambers. So it could be that we see that kind of results and we don't see any difference. Other observation we see is the plants start to branch more when it was in high temperature. Like here, this is the same genotype. You see in the left is the control, and here is in the high temperature. So the branches start to elongate more. For conclusion, so I'm just want to be specific. That experiment was in chamber. It's nothing like if we see in the field, it's totally different. So the high temperature in antithesis reduce the pollen viability and increase the thickness of multi-pollen layer. So I think it's very interesting to see how the thickness of the pollen was increasing. I think that could be that process of the plant to defense for the high temperature. The high temperature did not disturb the plant growth and the external structure of the pollen. So before to finish, I want to acknowledge all the different labs in Washington State University that support help me in this part of the experiments. Dr. Kumbil Hill, Dr. Andrew Smertenko, Dr. Saf Kalsin, Dr. Camille Stever, Dr. Sindhuha Sankara, and also the French Microscopy Imaging Center who helped to all the samples of the pollen. And also the Sustainable Seeds Lab and the funding, USDA, that is the numbers. So I'm open for any questions. So thank you. Okay, so it was
15 minutes, so great, so time for questions.
Or I can explain more if you want.
Yeah.
So you have an idea of how viable the pollen is under good conditions and how long it stays viable?
In field conditions. That's a good question. Actually, with the observation what we have in the field, I don't see too much pollen in the field, especially in Pullman. So we have in different location. One was in Chimacum on the west side of Washington. I see more pollen there, but I think could be other interaction with pests, because in Pullman we see a lot of ligos. So could be other effects that they see in the field and would see in the chambers. So your question is if we focus in the morphology of the pollen, but we see seeds after. I don't know how if I get your question.
So you're not at the end of the year in the warmer climates, you're not getting seeds.
Right.
Do you know that it's because you're not getting proper pollination, or is it possible that it's a later seed development issue?
That's a good question. I don't know exactly, but we hypothesize that will be that problem, the fecundation. So that's the reason we start to do with that, because it's kind of new quinoa. No one's working before in heat stress in this condition. So there is actually more questions than answers here.
Did you do pollen germination test?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we tried to do germination test. We use the medium that was prasad in different articles. So we have a kind of consistency, like we start to see germination, but with the control conditions. And then something happened. So I think because I was checking that because quinoa, the pollen of quinoa is trinuclear, it's more harder to have a germination in vitro. So I think we need to focus to start do other research in germination, because could be change the concentration of the minerals that you put in, like bore or other thing, and the temperature. So it would be other part of the but it would be more interesting, because the germination test is more accurate than viability with tetrosodium. If I use a starch content in the seeds, or yeah, measure starch?
Yeah, starch.
No, we didn't.
Maybe the starch content is related to the pollen variability, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but we don't measure any starch.
Alrighty.
There's other questions.
One last question, okay.
It's
going
to be quick. Is it typically a
self-pollinating
species?
Okay, quinoa is a self... Oh. There is like around 5 to 10% that could be cross-pollinate. So depends if the plants are closer or how you grow. But for breeding, we treat like self-pollinate.
Alrighty, thank you very much.
Yeah.